435 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Full speed ahead. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Trump campaign not slowing down after five of Vice President Pence's staffers got the coronavirus.
This White House has been prepared from the outset to deal with cases when they arise.
White House Communications Director Alyssa Farah told Fox Business the vice president will still go to Minnesota today. President Trump will be in Pennsylvania. Yesterday in New Hampshire, he touted coronavirus vaccines coming.
That will quickly end the pandemic. It's ending anyway. We're rounding the turn, but the vaccine will get it down fast.
Well, the other day, 83,000 new U.S. cases set a daily record, and Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris in Michigan blamed the president, saying he didn't tell us what he knew early on.
We are now aware of what he knew, and look at the disaster and how it could have been avoided.
The Senate's expected to vote this evening to confirm Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
I think this may well be the single most important decision President Trump has made in his 4 years in office.
But it's only Republicans like Ted Cruz who will vote for. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, Judge Barrett's confirmation is all but a done deal, but Democrats are still on the Senate floor making closing arguments. Kirsten Gillibrand of New York slamming the accelerated process right before the presidential election.
We have another judge infuriatingly and unfairly jammed into the court, the Supreme Court. My God, the lack of respect and audacity of beginning this process.
A final vote is set for early this evening. Republicans hold a 53-47 majority, so even with GOP Senator Susan Collins voting no, Barrett is expected to be easily confirmed. Dave?
Rachel, Tropical Storm Zeta could grow into a hurricane.
It's going to be turning to the north and then north-northeast and approach the northern Gulf coast of the United States on Wednesday.
Dennis Felkin of the National Hurricane Center. America's listening to Fox News.
Joe Biden openly admitted his plan to violate our Second Amendment rights.
To gun owners out there who say, well, a Biden administration means they're going to come for my guns.
Bingo, you're right.
Obama and Biden spent years trying to violate our Second Amendment rights. As president, Biden and his radical running mate Kamala Harris would finish the job. New taxes on gun owners, buyback programs, strict new regulations on firearms that would trample our constitutional rights and make our families less safe. While Antifa terrorizes our cities and radical leftists call to defund the police, Biden would enact unconstitutional gun control measures, making it harder than ever to defend yourself.
Bingo, you're right.
Your family and your constitutional Second Amendment rights won't be safe in Joe Biden's America.
I'm Donald Trump, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc.
Americans continue voting early today. Over 58 million already have, either in person or by absentee in the mail. That's more than in 2016, with more to be counted. In Boston, some votes went up in flames.
The FBI is investigating an apparent attack on a ballot drop box. The Boston Elections Department reports a drop box in Copley Square was set on fire about 4 a.m. Sunday, more than 12 hours after being emptied Saturday afternoon. Inventory shows 122 ballots inside, 87 legible and able to be processed. Voters are being told to track their ballots at trackmyballotma.com and contact the elections department if needed. If a ballot cannot be processed and no replacement is submitted, it will be hand counted to the extent possible. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
A rally for President Trump got ugly in New York City.
Fights broke out between supporters and opponents of President Trump as a Jews for Trump convoy of cars draped with American flags and Trump 2020 banners rolled through Manhattan and Brooklyn. Several protesters threw eggs or stones at the vehicles, snatching flags and shouting insults. In this instance, posted on Twitter by @NYScanner, a bicyclist confronted one of the drivers and punched his car.
Get out of here! Don't touch my car! Don't touch my car! Don't touch my car! Don't touch my car!
Seven people were arrested after physical confrontations in Times Square. The president's personal lawyer and former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani greeted supporters from the passenger seat of a car driving near Trump Tower. Salchi and Grasso, Fox News.
A New York City police officer has been suspended after being caught on video appearing to support the president's re-election, saying Trump 2020 over his squad car's loudspeaker. On Wall Street, stocks could fall. Dow futures down about 300 points. At the World Series, the Dodgers now up 3-2 after L.A. beat Tampa Bay 4-2 last night. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Okay, we're going to get to more of the Illini helmets. We've been talking about that here if you're just tuning in. I'm going to call Judy Gammon here in a minute. She says CDC may not recommend coronavirus vaccine for children at first is the story. We'll touch on that. Then we'll get back to the Illini helmet. What you think of making a statement on the Illinois helmet as they did Friday night at Wisconsin. And will it hurt to donations? I don't know.
That's right.
And then you've got the Jews for Trump, New York City. Where they are pelted with expletives, and throwing eggs, and fighting, and Jews for Trump. What a mess in Times Square. You hearing much about it? I haven't. Well, if it was Jews for Biden, and they'd have been doing expletives and eggs and getting in fights, I bet you'd have been having a whole bunch of white men doing the anti-Semite thing.
Mm-hmm.
No coverage. I mean, there's a little coverage, but it's not the narrative they want to push. But how bad is that? You can't do a Jews for Trump march or parade without getting physically harmed? That's the problem we're in right now. You don't want to fight physically. You want to discuss. You want to have a civilized conversation. You want to figure things out. But you don't want to get to violence. And we're getting to violence. And that's the wrong thing to be doing.
For sure.
All right, 8:07, we're talking about the Illini helmet with the black block eye. I think that was just for game one, is my understanding. But there's a black fist that will remain on the back of the helmet and various statements. Four of the five I'm comfortable with. Black Lives Matter, I think, means a whole lot of things to a lot of different people. And I think that vague definition of what that means is a political problem and one that you got to be careful staying away from, I think, when it comes to your football team. That's what I think. If you want to make a statement politically, I guess it just opens a door for other potential political statements, if that's what we want to do. And I understand it's a very tough time, very confusing. And there's a lot of discussion on race in America right now. And that's great to have the discussion. But a lot of this stuff that we're discussing isn't necessarily accurate. All police are not out to kill black people, which is what Colin Kaepernick says. That's a lie. Okay. Judy, are you with me?
Hey, Stevie J. Of course I'm with you.
Judy Gammon, our good friend, our healthy living expert. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Thank you for asking.
Did you receive my package?
I did, and I am so grateful. Thank you so much for helping us with Alzheimer's in the arts. You're the best.
No, I hope it brings somebody. We sent her a few autographs. Dan Reeves, Johnny Rutherford, Mike Ditka, some autographs. Hopefully they'll make a little money on it.
Wonderful.
All right, the CDC may not recommend coronavirus vaccine for children at first. What do you know?
Well, I know that the CDC is making the right call here because I have a background in clinical research. I know how the studies are done, and we start with healthy adults, and we know that immune systems on adults are very different than the developmental immune system. So when you're developing in your child or you're a baby in utero, that's very, very different. And so we have to look at those studies and, hey, is this safe? They usually start in animals, and they can tell whether it's going to be safe for those children. Now, we're really far ahead on the adult vaccine research, so we're, you know, really close, almost ready to roll. So we need to start rolling that out. A lot of people are saying, well, we got to vaccinate the kids. You know, they're going to school. We don't want them to spread it. Well, that's all well and true, but we don't want to vaccinate them with an adult version, and we don't want to vaccinate them without knowing that it's safe for them.
Okay. When this is announced, how does it work? How are they going to make it available? Is it going to be like a flu shot that you drive up, or I wonder how they'll do it?
Well, I think there's a lot of talk and a lot of concern about how we're going to get it done. But I do know that there's also talk of bringing in the National Guard, making sure all the clinics, all the pharmacies, all the hospitals, that it's widely available for people to get. And that's the key. We need to do it. We need to do it quickly. And if we can get it rolled out and get it done quickly, then we're going to get really far ahead of this pandemic.
I always believed that I don't really care. I think Dr. Scott Atlas was the first guy that says that we shouldn't be looking at the overall numbers. We should be looking at hospitals. And right now in my county of 220,000, I only have 7 beds being used. I think that's a win. This is highly contagious. For young people particularly, Judy, we know that coronavirus kills far less than the seasonal flu for kids. And so for whatever reason, they do a little better with this. But I don't think anything goes back to any semblance of normalcy till people feel safe again, period.
Well, absolutely, and very different from the flu. When we have the flu, we feel very ill. We want to stay home, right? Mm-hmm. So we know when we're sick, when we're getting the flu. We even kind of know when we start to get it. We just feel a little off. What's different with COVID-19 is what we're seeing is there are positive cases that are asymptomatic.
That's true.
So people are walking around, and they don't have the symptoms, but they're positive. And maybe in that particular person, they're not going to exhibit the symptoms, but they could spread it to someone who it could be deadly for.
Yeah, good points, Judy. How do people connect with Judy Gammon, G-A-M-A-N?
Yeah, sure. You can go to emtexas.com. That's for Executive Medicine of Texas, emtexas.com. We're always out there to keep people healthy.
Thank you, Judy. Always a pleasure. Thanks for being on.
Pleasure's mine.
811 ESPN 93.5. Bob, you there?
Yes, I am.
How does it make you feel?
No more U of I until things change, period.
What would make them change for you?
A lot of things. Number one is the things on the helmets. Number two is the play. And I think both are interchangeable, and I think both are caused from each other.
In other words, you think that the social statement has affected their play?
Yes, I do.
And I kind of early to know that. I mean, it's hard. Wisconsin was better than me. I had a 6% chance of winning that game anyway. The fact that we look so bad doing it is concerning, but I believe we'll bounce back because I do think we have better athletes. We were supposed to, or before the season started, we had a 52% chance of beating Purdue. Now it's down to 36 this morning. So we'll be an underdog the rest of the way. So, until we prove otherwise. Now,
right.
This can change. And if we win a couple in a row, people say, well, they're better than we thought. Better than they looked at Wisconsin kind of a thing.
John and Chrisman said, love your show. I'm a big Purdue fan. I'm unaware of Purdue football doing any political statements with helmets or jerseys. So we'd love to welcome ex-Illini fans to become Boilers.
Uh-huh. Thanks for that.
Uh-huh.
The question is simply this. And you might agree with the statement. Is it appropriate to do that, though? Should we be doing that? Should we make it play? And these are extraordinary times. But should we start that, I guess, is my question. That's the topic. Is it a good idea, or is it one of those where you say, are there other ways we can still say the same things, but maybe not alienate half the people?
Angie's asking if the black fist is a symbol for BLM.
I don't know. I really don't. Only thing I think of black fist is the Olympics when two African Americans raised their fist during the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Black power, I think it was.
Okay, yeah.
Well, that's an oldie. That's like 1968
right.
Or something. That's a long time ago. So I don't know if it, again, Black Lives Matter just brings up a whole wide-ranging meanings. I'm not for burning down the country. Some BLM members are. We don't want to do that. Nobody wants to do that except the extreme people. I'm not for pigs in a blanket, fry 'em like bacon, they were chanting at an early protest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not for that, and I don't think anybody at the University of Illinois is. They're not for hurting the police. Nobody would be. Or there actually are some people that are, but I'm saying the U of I isn't. So feel free to chime in on this hot-button subject this morning.
Mm-hmm.
359-2255. Is it appropriate to make a political statement on your helmet? And can we go from here to do other things? Can you put on there other statements?
Well,
that might
In
be,
God We Trust was suggested.
Well, In God We Trust would totally be, in this day and age, shockingly, would be massively controversial separation of church and state.
Yeah.
We've got other comments coming in. ESPN 93.5. Go check your sports headlines, catch up, and then maybe back to this. And you can also call if it's part of the therapy to discuss via voice.
Sure.
Feel free, 359-2255. That's text and voice. And we're just throwing her out there. I would rather not mix my politics with sports. What do you think?
Well, and we're talking about the black eye that was on the white helmet for the Wisconsin win over Illinois, 45-7. We're hearing that's only in the opening game. Redshirt freshman quarterback Graham Mertz received a positive COVID test recently. And we're going to hear from Paul Christ, the Wisconsin
head. Christ.
Yeah. Okay. Later on today with statements about medical privacy or if this was a false positive. We're due to play the Purdue Boilermakers at Memorial Stadium at 11 on Halloween Saturday. Green Bay over the Houston Texans, Bears, and L.A. Rams tonight. Dodgers beat the Rays 4-2. Tuesday at 7 is Game 6. Dodgers are up 3-2 in the World Series, haven't won since 88.
Rosati's Pizza closed. I'm so sad. Shane Morrison is a good man. And I talked to him yesterday. Our prayers are with him. This is the part that nobody really understands. The devastation, the despair that I talk about for small business. Rosati's is a vibrant, vibrant restaurant before coronavirus. And it was hanging in there. Until you're only allowed 25%, and then you can't do it, and now you can. And then you can't, and then you can. The devastation of losing your business and losing your money is very hard to describe if you've not been there. And just the threat and the feeling of that, the anxiety and the despair, which I don't think is properly considered by our officials making all of these choices. I just believe their health first. And I say we have to balance it. You can't go all in on your health and you can't go all in on your business. Mm-hmm. You have to be careful, mm-hmm. but operate at a point where a person doesn't have to go out of business. But clearly the priority, and certainly in our county and in Illinois, will be on the health and not the business. And so you don't take into consideration however many people didn't get their chemo treatments at Carl during that time and their cancer got worse.
Yeah.
Do we count that in a coronavirus death? They weren't treated.
Right.
So their cancer grew. Well, are you counting the suicides? You counting the drug overdoses?
Are you counting the
abuse of children, abuse of spouses? I mean, I'm just saying that it's critical, and I think worse on the other side of the corona.
Right.
We're figuring out coronavirus. Wear a mask, social distance. You know, people with conditions, stay home. Wear a mask. It's more dangerous for you. There's no question.
For sure.
But man, oh man, oh man, what I heard in Shane's voice yesterday was heartbreaking. It brought people to tears. And so there's this despair on this other side, and there's going to be, according to the Restaurant Association of Illinois, Governor Pritzker is shutting down restaurants again in the northern part of the state. 180-year-old restaurant and another that's been in business 45 years said, we are open. We are not closing. The governor's going to shut them, and they're going to go out of business, but they said, we're going to go out of business anyway. They're defying Governor Pritzker, and you know you can't do that.
Right. There was a comment from Jason in Tuscola saying, if you listen to Pritzker, Illinois is going to be one of the last for the vaccines. His exact words were, we will not implement any vaccine in this state until my experts determine if it's safe.
Because they're smarter, and we know that. So thank you, Governor, for that. Oh, by the way, Biden wins next Tuesday. They'll be implemented immediately. It's just Trump is in the White House mixing this up in his bathtub, and he expects us to take it. It's so ridiculous. Like, Governor Pritzker's experts are smarter than the CDC.
217 texter regarding black eye. If players had a MAGA on their helmets, would the administration let them have that?
I'm just wondering if, I'm just saying that this team is, they said this is what the team wanted. To put the black block eye for the first game, to show that, hey, we're for racial justice and we're against racial injustice. We all are.
Right. But maybe on the stocking cap after the game.
Well, I'm just, you, when you get dressed and you want to have a Make America Great Again shirt or a Black Lives Matter shirt, that's your deal. I don't care how you dress. That's fine. But on my University of Illinois public land-grant institution helmet, I do have an opinion. I'm not comfortable mixing politics and my sports. That's just me. 359-2255, if you would like to chime in on this. Lots of you are. Back with more in a moment. It is 8:20.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Chicago Federal Reserve is reporting business improved in September, but at a weaker pace. Its National Activity Index, which measures production, employment, housing, and other factors, was mixed. Hasbro was selling more board games this summer to families staying home in the pandemic. Monopoly, Scrabble, Dungeons & Dragons, and other titles pushed game sales up more than 20%. Its earnings topped forecasts. Hospital operator HCA Healthcare's earnings were weaker than expected. Coca-Cola has a deal to sell its bottling business in Australia to one of its European affiliates. It wants to focus on its concentrates instead of bottling. And Ant Group, the China-based financial and investment firm, says its stock will launch on November 5th in Hong Kong. It hopes to raise more than $34 billion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Flooring Surfaces is a local business that's open to serve the construction and housing industry. Over 1 million square feet of flooring options are in stock in Champaign, along with professional tools, adhesives, setting materials, and underlayments you need to build waterproof showers, tile kitchen backsplashes, and renovate entire floors of your home. Over 20 years of operation has made Flooring Surfaces your premier source for hardwood, carpet, laminate, porcelain tile, and everything else. Right now, we're starting the summer of savings with discounted pricing on hundreds of options. You'll find select in-stock hardwoods that are half off, double discounts on laminate floors, and tile that starts at $1.25 per square foot. So here's what to do. Call 398-1990 to arrange a showroom experience, a safe in-home consultation, or to have your order pulled and ready for pickup. We will help you find the right floor, and during the summer of savings, you'll find it for less. Don't worry. Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered.
Well, the holidays are kind of rapidly approaching here, folks. It's easy to forgo financial plans. Busey wants you to not forget the experienced professionals at Busey Wealth Management when thinking tax planning. Maximizing your tax deductions across the board, planning tax strategy for the coming year, charitable contributions, charitable giving can benefit your overall financial plan, college planning, a range of opportunities at 529s, retirement planning, evaluate when you'll be able to retire, and then wealth transfer, make sure that your estate's all set up and lined up. Start your year in planning today with experienced professionals at Busey Wealth Management to get and stay financially fit through next year and beyond. Call them at 800-67-BUSEY or go to busey.com. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured, may lose value, no bank guarantee. For over 150 years, it's Busey. 8:24. Sarah Newsom is in Muhammad. Hi, Sarah.
Hello, Stevie. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Well, I'm happy to do so because this is a different time with coronavirus, COVID-19, Halloween. How are we doing it in Muhammad? What are you doing?
So I took it upon myself to create a group called Halloween Fun in Muhammad. And like you said, because of the coronavirus, no one really knew who was participating. There was a whole lot of stuff just going on. So I decided to create a map for Muhammad. And it just, you know, it just exploded into this something I didn't think was actually going to happen. So, I did not know that it was going to go this far into it. And I've had so many people reach out to me. And I want to reach out to the public and let them know that we're still doing this, that Halloween can still be a great time. And we want everyone to know about it. We want everyone to come in to Muhammad and, you know, celebrate, you know, Halloween with the kids, because they've gone through so much already, you know, with schooling, being at home and missing out with their friends and staying home all the time.
Yeah, tough stuff. Tough. Okay, so what should people do, Sarah, to find out more what you're doing?
Well, they can reach out to me at my Facebook page, just Sarah Newsom or Sarah Christine Rokowski Newsom, doesn't matter. Or they could reach out to the page. It's called Halloween Fun in Muhammad. You've got to answer a couple of questions to get in the group because it's a private group. But everyone's welcome. Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, Mansfield, whoever wants to join, I don't care. You guys can come up from Joliet if you want to and come down here and do Halloween. It doesn't really matter to me.
Okay.
I just want everyone to have a good time.
That's awesome and good of you to take the initiative to help a lot of kids and families that are really not knowing what to do. Sarah Newsom, N-E-W-S-O-M-E. And then what's the Facebook Halloween Fun? Is that the name of it?
Yes, Halloween Fun in Muhammad.
Okay, Halloween Great. Fun in Muhammad. Hey, Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Good
a
job.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate what you guys are doing here.
Our pleasure. Thank you so much. Have a safe Halloween coming up.
Small towns are showing up. I know Tolono is doing a parade, and it doesn't matter the vehicle. We have golf carts. We have people walking in costume, and that's at 3 o'clock on Halloween Saturday.
Okay, so I had the audacity to bring up the black block eye on our helmet Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And I suggested I'm not comfortable mixing politics and statements on my helmet. It's
we did
my
get a text in from Mike with an image that has the black fist and Black Lives Matter.
Does that, but is the black fist Black Lives Matter? I don't know.
In this logo that he sent,
okay.
It was that.
Okay. And so I think the other words, I'd read them earlier. Stop injustice or whatever they were, I'd read them. In fact, I'll grab it right now. But there are five choices for the young men to put on their helmets. If they so choose, if they feel compelled to do it, they had the black eye on the helmet for the one game. I don't think that'll happen for Purdue, is my understanding. But they can put Black Lives Matter, I fight against racism, together, equality, and united. Now, I know that it's never going to happen, but if they all came together and said, we support Donald Trump, and I want MAGA on my helmet, would that not tick off half the people?
That's right.
So the question is, should we do this? Well, we've already done it. So now that they've kind of opened that up.
Mm-hmm.
And when is it appropriate to do it? If a team comes together and wants to make a statement, could they make a statement, as I said, for the other side? In God we trust. Oh, got to separate the university from God. Okay, well, why?
Right, that was suggested earlier, 359-2255. Mike in Villa Grove says, I'm 62. It amazes me that no one wants to know my opinions about life, but they'll ask a kid who's a freshman out of high school, or a freshman who plays football, their opinions on life issues.
Well, and again, there's so much misinformation circulating out there. You know, but what we've seen here in the last 7 days is a complete collapse, in my opinion, of journalism. I mean, it was already shaky, but to ban the Hunter Biden story on NPR, which I support because it's tax dollars,
mm-hmm.
by Twitter and Facebook, to deep six the story without question and just dismiss it, underlying theme, of course, Trump's a bigger criminal than Biden, so it's worth it. Trump's done worse things. He's Hitler. It's worth it. Whatever it takes to get rid of him. That is the absolute truth. They need to get rid of Donald Trump. So they have to deep six a story that could be very concerning. There's an accusation that Joe Biden might have been on the take with China. Now, maybe it's a bunch of lies, but I think we ought to look at that computer, and I think we ought to talk to the Navy officer that said he talked with Joe Biden about everything. It's just a lie. Well, why don't we look at it before you say that? It can't. because that could hurt Joe Biden. And so where's the objectivity?
Mm-hmm.
We've lost it. The press is supposed to give me the who, what, where, why, when. You know, there's a promo for CBS News, and Norah O'Donnell says, I just hope I make their lives better. Your job is to give me the news, not make my life better.
That's for sure.
I don't need you to change a story because you think it'd be bad for me.
Well, here's a comment saying Stevie J hates young black men speaking out against racism.
No, I don't. I'm just asking if it's appropriate. Okay. I'm asking if it's appropriate to start statements on my political, on my football helmet.
Mm-hmm.
Is it appropriate to open that can of worms, which we already did? And where does it end? Do the volleyball team, have they T-shirts that make a statement? Is that okay? I don't like mixing it. That's what I'm saying. I am all for black, Asians, Hispanics, one America, one people that come here and be one unit, one melting pot, as we used to mm-hmm. say. A lot more coming up to catch up on. Hang on. It's 8:30.
News. I'm Chris Foster. A Senate vote is expected this evening on Judge Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation to the Supreme Court.
While Democrats announced Barrett's pending confirmation, one Republican, Susan Collins of Maine, is breaking with the GOP, saying the vote is too close to the presidential election. With Republicans holding a 53-47 majority, Barrett is expected to be confirmed and sworn in shortly thereafter.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. There's a 10 p.m. curfew in El Paso County, Texas, because of a coronavirus spike. And another storm's heading for the Gulf Coast.
Tropical Storm Zeta forecast to become a hurricane and threaten the storm-ravaged Louisiana coastline on Wednesday. Residents from Texas to the Florida Panhandle need to monitor this system over the next few days. And the fire danger is critical to extreme. From California to the Southwest, widespread wind and red flag warnings are in place.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Craig McDonald with the McDonald Group Real Estate Group. But we're not talking real estate today. We started a podcast called Champagne with Craig. Make no mistake, I love this community and those that make it great. We will have lively topics, amazing people that don't get enough credit for what they do in our community. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast channel, Champagne with Craig. That's spelled C-R-E-G, C-R-E-G, Champagne with Craig. I hope you listen.
You put your heart and soul into your business. Partner with an organization as committed as you are to its success. Busey will build a relationship with you, offering tailored options for your unique needs. Whether you're considering your first business account or developing a strong succession plan, Busey has your backing. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
As you drive to your vacation destination, you are assured of a trip filled with great memories of your adventures. That's because you came to Midas for a road trip pre-check. Dave and his crew in Urbana inspected and repaired your vehicle in advance for brakes that stop, a transmission that keeps you going, shock absorbers and struts for a smooth ride, an engine tuned for your best mileage and power, and the air conditioning to keep it cool. Nothing beats a secure feeling you get from Midas Tire and Auto in Urbana. Enjoy the scenery and family time knowing that Midas is with you all the way.
I'm Mark Sheldon, your County Recorder of Deeds. For 14 years, I also served as your county clerk. At that time, I never supported the merger of the recorder and the clerk. Why was that? Very simply, I actually talked to the experts in this area, such as bankers, title companies, and attorneys. They record $1 billion in property transactions each year, and most don't support a merger. My opponent claims that Cook County, quote, seems to be doing fine. Cook County has a 6 to 8 week delay in recording right now. In Champaign County, you can walk in the office and immediately get a document filed. 2 years ago, county Democrats told voters it didn't matter who the treasurer was. In 2 years, we've seen taxpayers get double billed and homeowners have their refinancing delayed. I want to make the recorder appointed rather than an elected politician so we can ensure professional administration in the future.
Paid for by Citizens for Mark Sheldon.
Have you got some young learners in the house and you have a flexible school schedule? Why not come out during off-peak times and enjoy your favorite picking experience at Curtis Orchard, a historic family-run farm in Southwest Champaign featuring apples and pumpkins? Get a sanitized wagon and enjoy all their fresh produce, plus their famous donuts, pies, and fresh apple cider. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sundays 11 to 6. Free admission and parking. Visit CurtisOrchard.com for details.
All right, well, it does feel like kind of the tail end of October.
Uh-huh, and people are getting those pumpkins at places like Curtis Orchard. The fall displays have been awesome. Cloudy this morning, some showers, and then partly cloudy. We've got winds up to 20 miles per hour. Today's high 41, down to 34 this evening. Up to 45 tomorrow, down to 30. 55 on Wednesday with partly cloudy conditions. Rain back in the forecast and cooler on Thursday. Right now, the temperature's at 39 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, taking a lot of your calls and comments about what happened with the Illini football helmet Friday night with the block eye, the black block eye. I think that was a one-off. I think that's just for the Wisconsin game. But the black fist and your statement on the back of the helmet, I believe, remains. Apparently, the team came to Lovey and Josh Whitman and said, we want to do this, and they agreed. I think it's an important time for them to express themselves, to feel like they can express themselves. My question is that something we want to start? Making a political statement on our uniforms, on our helmets, on basketball jerseys. I mean, I don't know.
So at 359-2255, Jim says, how does a football team make a statement? See Wisconsin.
Oh.
And then...
Well, it was a clunker. Everybody thinks we're going to be a lot better than that. It was a first game. We didn't look good at all. There's no spinning this. It was really bad. But... The thought is we do have better players than Lovey's ever had, and hopefully we'll play better against Purdue, who beat Iowa, which was a little surprising.
24-20, I believe, was the final. Another 217 texter, maybe Smith and Whitman can help each other pack.
See this never. Do you remember 2016? Do you remember the shirt I was wearing that said Lovey and Josh for president? Remember?
Okay.
Everybody was so excited about the former Bear coach, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer coach, Lovey Smith, who knew everybody in the NFL. Everybody's going to want to play for Lovey. And now we've come to this. Help each other pack. That's what I'm saying. You can't win when you try and make a political statement in a polarized nation like we are, because you're going to tick off people. Not just make them mad. Really make them mad.
Which is Tim in Farmer City saying, you can't speak out about these things, Stevie. You're automatically a racist. Anytime you disagree with a liberal, you're a racist.
But isn't it a problem to think that I can't speak? Isn't that what you're thinking? That I'm saying what you're thinking but afraid to say it?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of place are we living in if you can't speak? If we are stigmatizing people who have opposing views, nobody wants to live in a country like that. If I want to scream Trump's the best president in the history of the United States at the corner, I ought to be able to do that without repercussion. And if you want to scream at the top of your lungs, Antifa's the best thing ever, or I love Black Lives Matter, you ought to be able to do that too. If you're Jews for Trump, you ought to be able to have a march and some sort of a car parade in Times Square.
Too bad about all that.
And all the expletives and all the eggs and all the fights and the ugliness of anti-Semitic people.
Mm-hmm.
If it was Jews for Biden and there were people doing the same thing, it'd have been all over the news saying, look at those white racist bigots. I think the good news is that a whole bunch of people kind of get this. They understand it. And if Joe Biden wins, then I think things probably calm down. He's kind of implied that. The only way for this to end is for me to win. It's kind of an extortion kind of a feel. You vote for me or you burn down your city.
Right.
Which, if Trump wins, you're going to have a lot of urban problems. And there's going to be a lot of problems. And might be anyway. But certainly if Donald Trump wins, and I think he has a chance, I really do. I think the people saying Biden's locked this up are mistaken. We'll see.
Marcus comments on Facebook, the black eye didn't concern me as much as Black Lives Matter, focusing on just black lives. All lives matter.
It's just
choice of actions need to be restructured.
It is a lightning rod issue. If you want to say, you know, equality, justice, even that would make you go, yeah, I don't know if I want to still mix that. Just like, you know, some people would be uncomfortable saying something on the other side of this. You'd be uncomfortable. You're going to make it. That's just, it's a game for us. It's a important aspect of our life in college athletics. And if we want us to make statements, you're going to make some people very happy and you're going to make some people very mad. Did we want to do that? 359-2255 or message us on Facebook. We'll catch up with more of these in a second. 20 till.
This message brought to you by PDR Automotive. Fall is here in Champaign-Urbana, and October is an important month. It's not only Car Care Month, it's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So ladies, please schedule your screening today. And to schedule your car care winter inspection, that can be done at PDRAuto.com or by calling 367-9481. That's PDRAuto.com or at 367-9481. Remember, there are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR, keeping you safe out on the roads this winter.
Hi, this is Dan Moyson, president of Simplified Computers. COVID-19 has changed the way we work, study, and play. The virus is ripping across the country, but the little culprit will not win. Simplified Computers remains dedicated to helping you work safely. We offer in-store and curbside service 7 days a week. We are a one-stop computer sales, repair, and consulting company. Come see us today at 901 South Neal Street or online at simplifiedcomputers.com or at 352-5000. Simplified Computers, simply the best.
Old Man Winter will be here before you know it. Frozen and leaking pipes are two reasons to call ServPro. Immediate action is crucial with water damage, and the ServPro professionals respond quickly and utilize their advanced equipment and techniques. ServPro's action to your problem? Inspect water damage, extract water, dry and dehumidify, and clean and sanitize, restoring it like it never even happened. Call 217-355-0077. ServPro, the number one choice in the area for restoration problems. Franchise is independently owned and operated.
Yeah, I was sad too. Rosati's Pizza closed.
Mm-hmm.
A victim of COVID-19 and the policies thereof. Shane Morrison called me yesterday, the owner of Rosati's, and it was brutal.
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine. He and the girls have done so much in the last 14 years and, you know, always reaching out to community events. I've seen him, you know, supporting veterans. It's just, I wish he could have stayed open at least to the end of October so we would have had a chance to order and kind of mourn the loss there in the heart of campus.
Well, it's just brutal. It's just, I don't think he wanted a long visitation. He wanted to get it done.
I guess.
I mean, you're out of money, you're out of money. I mean, what are you going to do? I just don't believe the small business guy. The Restaurant Association said thousands of restaurants are in peril right now in the state of Illinois. Thousands. And so, what's that doing to our life?
Well, especially someone like Shane who doesn't have many options when it comes to outdoor seating. I mean, certainly as, you know, carry out and pick up, as do many restaurants.
Well,
getting into colder weather.
They were open, they were closed, they were open, they were closed, they closed them again.
Right.
Well, how are you possibly supposed to stay in the top of mind of anybody and you don't have money to advertise?
Right.
It is just, it's brutally unfair, and it's all under, oh, we got to keep people safe. I'm all in on that. I just think we can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Agreed.
We got to balance better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LandsInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lands family. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Madison Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
Hey, kids, want to hear a scary story?
It was a dark and stormy night, and suddenly, from out of nowhere, a noise. It was a company's hard drive failing after being struck by an IT disaster. Kids, where'd you go?
It might not sound scary, but over 90% of small businesses fail within 2 years after being struck by an IT disaster. Let Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign design a recovery plan for you. Give them a call at 359-8041.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champaign. Sarah Champaign knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy. Or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
Yep, 845, back to your texts.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, flipping around here. Okay, so a 217 texter, was White Lives Matter a choice for the helmets?
That's not what the team agreed on. I mean, see, I'm just saying that if the team wanted to do that...
And that's not really a thing. If you were to say something like that, you're a white supremacist.
I think it's just Black Lives Matter instigates emotion. It's not all of it good. And so to put that on my team's helmet, because it is my team, it's a public institution... I just rather we have the they did some things. They marched. They did the team.
Right.
That
was on their own time.
All in on it. Mm-hmm. Good for them. Go to the police station. Do it. That's great.
So another 217 texter, respond with all lives matter when someone says Black Lives Matter is like seeing a fundraiser for breast cancer and responding all cancers matter. That's how dumb it sounds.
I just think they're under the cause of stopping racism. There's some, you know. The police are not perfect, and we need to try and strive for perfection. But the police are also not out to kill black people. And that's what's being said. It's not true.
Paul and Muhammad, what these players are doing, go back in their communities to be role models for young people. Our professional athletes who are protesting racism, supporting inner city schools or Boys and Girls Clubs to help communities that they came from. Jason says, agree or disagree, U of I statement obviously accomplished what they were seeking. People are talking about it.
I don't know if they wanted us to be talking about this. I really don't. I think they wanted to satisfy the players who wanted to do this. Lovie Smith was all in. So was our athletic director, Josh Whitman. But I don't think they wanted to hear, I'm done with Illinois, or I'm never giving another penny to Illinois. Those aren't good. That's bad.
Mike in St. Joe, let's keep politics completely out of college sports. Nothing political or any part of the uniforms. It just divides everyone.
You're
let's
right.
just focus on the game. Let's it, start. This is the start of socialism and communism.
It definitely
trying to divide.
Divides us. Mm-hmm. There is no doubt.
Have you seen the historic interest rates in the news? Wonder if refinancing makes sense for you? Hi, this is J.J. Farney, mortgage lender at Molitor Financial Group. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance your current home, I can help you achieve your mortgage goals while taking advantage of today's rates. Ready to get started? Contact me today at champagnelender.com. That's champagnelender.com.
NMLS number 1810670. Molitor Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
I'm retired Judge Heidi Ladd, and I'm speaking to you because I believe so strongly in Judge Jason Baum. I served as his mentor judge, and from day one, he was exceptional. Very patient and caring, always prepared, and guided by fairness. Judge Baum is highly respected and well-liked by people from all sides. Jason Baum is exactly the kind of judge we need right now. Please join me in voting to keep Judge Baum on the bench.
Paid for by friends of Judge Jason Baum.
Chad Burnett, also resource officer, Urbana Police Department. You're at the high school. How has that changed?
Kids get older. Obviously, they're more set in their ways. But, you know, I try to be present in the hallways. I try to be present in the cafeteria while I'm there. Smile, say hello. And you'd be surprised the amount of kids that will actually come up and talk to you and have the interaction with you. And I just want to continue that and develop that and alleviate some of those fears that they may have of the police.
Why do you want to do this, Chad?
It's important. Youth today, you know, they have... and apprehension and fear of police. I think it's important that we break that down, establish that in the school so it carries back over to the street. I think it makes our officers more presentable to youth when they're on the street. And I think as the same, youth, you know, we work with them. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to build those relationships. relationship, so it's going to be a better thing for both sides.
Why did you want to be a police officer?
I think being a police officer, you gave me an opportunity to help people. That's a pretty general answer, but it's truth.
Yeah, Engelbrick Grills brings us First Responder of the Month. Good luck getting an Engelbrick Grill.
Pretty popular.
Oh, are you kidding?
Chef Bobby Flay, was it?
Yeah, Bobby Flay.
Flay.
Bobby Flay uses it. Barack Obama called Chris Engelbrick, had him come to the White House to give David Cameron, then Canadian Prime Minister, an Engelbrick Grill.
Nice.
But they're in Paxton, Illinois, and they're the show. Big time. Here, big time. Let's check your weather. ESPN 93.5.
Okay, weather. High 41, clouds, showers this morning, winds up to 20 miles per hour. 34 our low tonight with the clouds. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. High 45, low 30. 55 on Wednesday with partly cloudy conditions, but rainy and a high 48 on Thursday. Over the weekend, looks pretty good if you're doing some Halloween festivities. High 48 and 54 then for Saturday with mostly sunny conditions on both of those days. So more texts coming in to 359-2255.
Let me do this.
Okay.
And we'll put the wrap on the show. Appreciate everybody's comments. We're trying to get to everybody. Stand by.
I'm Mark Sheldon, your county recorder of deeds. For 14 years, I also served as your county clerk. At that time, I never supported the merger of the recorder and the clerk. Why was that? Very simply, I actually talked to the experts in this area, such as bankers, title companies, and attorneys. They record $1 billion in property transactions each year, and most don't support a merger. My opponent claims that Cook County, quote, seems to be doing fine. Cook County has a 6 to 8 week delay in recording right now. In Champaign County, you can walk in the office and immediately get a document filed. 2 years ago, county Democrats told voters it didn't matter who the treasurer was. In 2 years, we've seen taxpayers get double billed and homeowners have their refinancing delayed. I want to make the recorder appointed rather than an elected politician so we can ensure professional administration in the future.
Paid for by Citizens for Mark Sheldon.
There's an underdog story happening today in America. Small businesses are fighting to make a comeback, but in the moment they have the least, they're giving the most. They're rallying communities and neighborhoods, yet asking for little in return. Well, it's time we gave back. Small Unites is making it simple for everyone to take action and support the small businesses that unite us all. Find out how you can donate, shop, and share today at smallunites.org.
Be there for us. Let's be there for them.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
We've all been stuck at home, looking at all the things we'd like to change about where we live. Well, Flooring Surfaces is here to help. The summer of savings starts now with discounted pricing on hundreds of the best floors around. Select in-stock hardwoods are cut by 50%. Double discounts on laminate floors and premium imported tiles start at just $125 per square foot. Flooring Surfaces stocks over 1 million square feet of flooring, so you will find a tile, hardwood, carpet, or waterproof vinyl floor that will freshen your space and save you money. We are a local business that's open to serve you in a clean and safe environment. Call 398-1990 to set up a personalized showroom experience or a safe in-home consultation. Then get ready to save with Flooring Surfaces.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Oh! Winding up a very exciting program and therapy session. Thank you, Wendy, for coming to me yesterday and saying thanks for the therapy. I need it. Okay, so what are we finishing with?
Well, there's a couple of comments at 359-2255 on ESPN 93.5. Mike and Muhammad says, how about babies' lives matter? Jim and Broadlands, if the chief was racist and had to be removed, then why is BLM allowed?
This is supposed to reflect what the players feel and what they want to say and how Lovey encourages them.
Since when do we start doing how the players feel is how you started that statement?
Since the police came out and did what they did to Minneapolis and beyond. I mean, it's a way for them to vent. I think Lovey's all encouraging of it for them to be active.
On their own time, please.
I think it should probably be on their own time. And I don't care. Do all the protesting you want. I'm just saying on the field of play. Is it possible to separate that and say, yeah, but again, you have the NBA, you have baseball, you have the NFL. I mean, they're all kind of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it appropriate for a public institution? Those are privately held entities. And I would think that at a private institution, you can do whatever the heck you want. if you're not afraid to lose endowments and people giving money. This will hurt Illinois giving money. Now, then again, somebody on the other side say, hey, I'm going to give you more money for doing that.
Okay.
So you might have that. But it just has started something where does it start and where does it end? I mean, are you going to put, are the wrestlers going to come out with a message on their jerseys? You just got to understand, and I think they do, that they wanted to honor what the players were feeling and reflect that. And is activism or is social statements appropriate in our sports? Appreciate it. Good discussion. We'll be back in the morning for another two-hour therapy session.
And you can always hear the show back at stevieJay.com.
Diane, thank you.
All right.
Appreciate you. We'll
Happy
be...
America Monday.
At Unity High School celebrating America.
Exactly. Wearing my red, white, and blue.
Size slightly controversial. All right, we're back tomorrow. Thank you. Jay Layman with the boys 4 to 5 this afternoon. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Monday.
Hi, I'm Flora Adams-Williams, physician assistant at OSF Healthcare. It's that time of year when we need to get our flu vaccines. Every flu season is different, and influenza infection can affect people differently. An annual seasonal flu vaccine is the best way to help protect against influenza. Some easy steps to protect yourself from getting the flu or COVID-19, as simple as social distancing, wearing your mask, covering your cough, washing your hands with soap and water, or using hand sanitizer. Flu vaccine prevents tens of thousands of hospitalizations each year. For example, during the year 2018 and 2019 flu season, the vaccination prevented an estimated 58,000 flu-related hospitalizations. The CDC recommends a vaccine for everyone 6 months and older. Flu shots are available at OSF Medical Group primary care offices and OSF Ergo locations. For more details, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Tapman's Towing, the most trusted towing and roadside service in downstate Illinois, is looking for a few outstanding people. You need a desire to provide customers quality service with integrity and honesty, a commitment to maintain a more than 45-year tradition of excellence, a clean driving record, and love to solve problems and work outdoors. If you want to join the Tapman's team, apply in person in Urbana at 810 East Perkins Road or online at tapmanstowing.com. tapmanstowing.com. Tapman's
At Bonnie and Soul, you know that their experienced associates have been helping runners get the proper fit for over 41 years. And during this time, Bonnie and Soul Sports encourages you to go running or walking or anything to stay in shape to keep you fit both mentally and physically. And at Bonnie and Soul Sports, they offer free shipping on any purchase over $69. Bonnie and Soul Sports is also safe to visit with all COVID and CDC guidelines followed. Bonnie and Soul Sports, simply the best of what they do, just off Neil near Curtis in Savoy. Visit them at bodyandsoulsports.com.
As the weather gets colder, check out Urbana Park District's new health and fitness classes at the Phillips Recreation Center. Classes are for all ages and abilities, ranging from yoga to Zumba, aerobics, and more. All classes follow COVID-19 safety protocols. To register, see their program guide online at urbanaparks.org or call 217-367-1544. At Urbana Park District, you belong here. urbanaparks.org.
The last weekend of Totally Christmas Open House is this Friday through Monday at Prairie Gardens. Come see what's new. Shop exclusive open house four-day specials. Find your perfect Christmas tree with the area's largest selection, and every tree is guaranteed. And enter to win your favorite decorated Christmas tree free. Join us this Friday through Monday for one last weekend of Totally Christmas Open House, social distance style. Only at Prairie Gardens. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, and totally Christmas.
Did your roof get hit hard by the July hailstorm in central Illinois? If so, you need to call Freedom Roofing ASAP. Freedom Roofing has the expertise to repair, evaluate, and even replace your entire roof, and it could be covered entirely by your insurance. Give Freedom Roofing a call at 217-393-6000. That's 217-393-6000. Or visit them on the web at freedomchampagne.com. That's freedomchampagne.com.
So when you get a call Justin Stalter, our first responder of the month with Aero Ambulance, you don't know what you're going to.
Nope, you get the information.
information from dispatch who, by the way, in highlighting first responders, we need to not forget our emergency dispatchers because none of this works without them. Great group of people for sure. But yeah, if you're waiting for tones to drop, it could be medical, it could be trauma. You just never know. The important thing is to approach every call the same way. You're not caught off guard when you do it that way.
When you get home at night, Justin, you see some things. Does it hit you that I just did XYZ, or are you able to separate all that?
You know, each person does it a little bit differently, but, you know, over the years, I have been able to kind of separate that, try to keep home a happy place, if you will. But there are times where you'll have, you know, kind of some things pop up in your head, and that's when it's important to use, you know, your peer support system and talk to those that understand the job.
First Responder of the Month, brought to you by Engelbrecht Grills and Cookers. Go to grillsandcookers.com.
Game Day Spirits huge fall sale is wrapping up, but there's still time for you to take advantage of some awesome deals on Illini gear. Over 100 styles have been marked down 40% off. Great brands such as Nike, Columbia, Champion, Tommy Bahama, and more all 40% off. You won't find these deals anywhere else. Get a head start on some holiday shopping this year by visiting GameDaySpirit.com and shopping their huge fall sale. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola Champaign.